Cheers, everybody. We are back with the most iconic intro music that ever existed, much better than any other podcast that Brendan Snone has ever been on. TJ Pinger, Brendan Snone, and Ben Koch. Gentlemen, it's Louisville week. How you
Louisville
guys doing?
Week. Ooh, super stoked.
Do you guys know the correct pronunciation of the city we're going to venture?
Louisville,
I think is how they say it there.
Louisville. Oh.
You got, so what you're supposed to do is, my buddy Ben Jones is from Louisville. He's got a guttural Louisville. Do it. Louisville. There you go. You guys got
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. You're the Louisvillians now.
How many bourbons do you have to have before you can actually say that properly?
Oh, yeah, it does sound like you're drunk. That is how like you're
slurring.
You got to slur it. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I just wanted to stare at Brendan for a
great
minute.
Story.
So, all right. Thank you guys for hanging out tonight. We're going to do something a little bit different. It's fall. We're trying to do a little bit different content. And so what we're going to do on tonight's podcast is we're going to plan out our Louisville trip. Our Louisville trip. I was trying to call Brendan on Saturday. He ignored me. Ben didn't want to make plans on Saturday night, so we didn't. We just kind of rolled with what we had. But I had this great idea, thanks to no influence from anyone else but myself. Nothing that Brendan said made me think of this. To just plan out our trip on the podcast. And if people like that, great. If they don't, whatever. We're going to drink all weekend in Louisville and you'll be at home not drinking all weekend in Louisville. So screw you.
We'll also just forget how bad it bombed if it does bomb. So
we'll get bombed and we'll forget the bomb.
The bombers.
Yeah, the bombers will become the bombed, is what we believe here, right?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's a motto that I subscribe.
Brendan, before we go on to this, don't steal my catchphrase that I told you about the other day, off record, top secret.
I wouldn't dare, TJ.
But while we're all sitting here on the bench, how...
I like it. Like every three episodes, TJ catches me something that's actually legitimately funny. That was a good one.
No, oh, bless your heart. Okay, not hilarious. Again. Not again. Don't do it.
That's hilarious, guys. Y'all are so funny.
How was your Bourbon Street experience? Did you find anything good? Did you do anything fun or not really?
I went to this one bar to watch the end of the Florida game. And I asked for the bourbon selection wasn't great. They had a Knob Creek, so I asked for that neat. And the bartender had no idea what I was talking about with neat. She's like, so you just want a shot of it. I'm like, well, a shot, but like in a rocks glass. Glass over her head. So we compromised on her just giving me it in a shot glass, and I just sipped on the Knob Creek for about 30 minutes like a weirdo. So yeah, that was the extent of it. I did a Beta beer pretty much everywhere I went, and I thought their amber lager was like phenomenal. I thought it was really great, except for at that one bar. It tasted like acid, that one bar as well. That one bar was not a great experience. I won't name it by name, though.
There's like 7 million bars in I almost said Louisiana. I went by a place that actually had a pretty good selection. I didn't get anything there, but they had like Old Forester's birthday bourbon. They had an old Elijah Craig. They had some old Jefferson stuff. I did not get any of it because that just wasn't the vibes on Bourbon Street at that time. I did run by the Sazerac House. That was really cool. If you've got, you could spend anywhere from like 2.5 hours to 30 minutes in the Sazerac House and probably be fine with the experience either way.
Ben, there's Sazerac everywhere in that town, but like in the Sazerac House, like there are like little sample or like mini half bottles for like 15 bucks. It was cool. The cup runneth over of affordable rye.
Man, how much did y'all bring back for me? Oh, that's right. Zero.
Yeah. I had a rough weekend in New Orleans. So you got nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. Okay. Jason says, look up Bourbon 30. Buddy did it today and says the best bourbon experience is folks that do Jay Mattingly. They teach you how to blend, and you get to blend, label, and wax your own bottle. Speaking of that, I got to stir some of the Sazerac that he was making. That was cool. Like they were making it there to the distillery. He was like, do you want to stir a little bit? And I was like, oh, I'll come in here and get a job. You know, of course, dad jokes. But got to stir some of it. And that was cool. It was a cool experience. He let us – I mean, I didn't taste any of it because they would give you like actually good samples on the tour. But Sazerac House was cool. Bourbon Street was – very different than what we'll experience this weekend. So, okay, we have one, and we're all drinking something. We'll review it at the end, but do we want to talk about it real quick? What do we have here tonight, Ben? You have a bottle? Oh, I'm the only one with a bottle.
Danny Duff.
Yeah, I have another bottle of a different pick, but yes.
Peerless Single Barrel Rye. The only thing we have on the schedule right now is our tour at Peerless. Tours have been like, well, you know, and we're also going to the FSU game on Friday night, so I'll say that. But the only like bourbon event we have, Ben, I got a mediator credential, so you're kind of out of luck on this. But
really,
he does this to you every year.
Oh, I was like, gee, that sounds.
I mean, I did get one, but I'm
just still drinking.
I'm
not going to the game.
Peerless Single Barrel Rye. This is a store pick from Corona Cigar in Tampa. Tell our buddy Tommy. The date on this is May 19th, 2017. So that's cool. The barrel date is my son's birthday, just 5 years earlier. So shout out Lincoln. Shout out to Peerless. We'll review it at the end. Okay, that's a good place to start. Our only thing that we have scheduled right now is our Peerless tour. That's it. Like, I believe it's like 1:30 on Thursday when we land. We land at 10. We've got a little bit of time to kill. And then we have to be at Peerless at 1:30.
Yes.
What do you guys want to do in between landing at the airport? Okay, so let's say we land at 10. Probably won't get out of the airport till 11, right? Let's just give ourselves an hour there. We've got 2 hours to kill. What do you guys want to do? Ben, you want to go first? You want to pick something? Brent, you want to let Brandon go? What do you want to do here?
I'll go first. That's fine. In my head, I want to stay viable to like the Louisville like area. And so there are multiple distilleries on kind of like in downtown. And so I think in my head, I really, 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 really want to come home with a Michter's pour your own bottle from the distillery. And that's something they offer. You don't need a tour to do it from what I've been told. We'll see. But you don't need a tour to do it. You pour a bottle, you get a sign, it'll be all cool. Put it in a nice box, whatever. I'll overpay because that's what it's going to be. But I think that has to be on our trip at some point to come home with a Michter's pour your own bottle from the distillery.
I like it. Okay. So I've got – Brendan's our little note keeper here. Mm-hmm. Little note keeper.
Bryn Danowitz.
But
I've got the
– Peerless is doing a release of the Double Oaked on Saturday, it sounds like. That's interesting.
Hello, Peerless.
Sean's working on some things. We've also got Sean's list here that we'll pull up here in a minute. I've got the maps up. And Ben, I hate to give you credit for anything in life.
I definitely would give me a lot of credit for most things.
Ben was over like the other night and he said something and it was funny. I was like, I hate giving Ben credit. Michter's is two blocks from Peerless.
Yeah, so super close.
They're could not be a better suggestion. That probably would have been my first pick too. I'm glad that you picked it so that I don't have to and I can use something else. But Michter's is right there. I think we should do it. Jason's saying that you have to be at Michter's right when they open to get the pour your own.
That's not great.
But he's saying they open at noon. So
they open at noon. We land at like 11 or something, right?
What's our distillery hours? So the hours say Thursday's 10 a.m. So we're not going to be there right at open, but we could potentially be there by like 10:30, 10:45.
What about Friday?
Friday we could go first thing in the morning.
We are running into an issue is we can't actually book a tour though. We have to go impromptu and hope to just get a spot, right?
Yeah. There's no tour you need to do that to
yeah, you just go your own.
Oh really? Oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So Friday morning,
unfortunately, we land at 10 a.m. Land at 10 a.m.
A little bit, yeah. So I say we try to get there. We just go and see what it looks like, get a feel for it on Thursday, and then we make our strategic play whether that's viable on Friday.
Well, that's a good idea.
I like it.
We go by there on Thursday. If we can't pour, we come back first thing Friday morning.
I just said that.
So say we can't.
Pour. I think we should go there right when we fly in on Thursday. If we can't get in there, I think first thing Friday morning we just go.
Okay.
I like Ben's idea the best.
That's probably what.
Hey, guys.
Brendan's the Lord.
Wait, what about this? Stick with me here.
I'll stick with you.
I don't get it.
I'm just saying yes. So if we can't, say we go to Michter's and it's
Friday. Can't get in there.
No, Thursday.
Thursday.
Go for it. Then we go on Friday. Thursday. Can't get in. Nothing to do. What do we fill that next 2 hours with? You guys want to go get something to eat on Sean's list?
All right. So I'm pulling up where the Michter's distillery is. It's in downtown.
It's like right next to Evan Williams and Old Forester and Peerless. Oh. So it's all the way right downtown.
I have a pitch.
Okay. I've got one too, but you go first. All right. Or you want to write down a piece of paper?
What?
It's like I'm just saying, we'll put it in a hat and then pick one.
That was not good at all. So just a couple blocks away from there is the Old Forester distillery.
What a genius move.
And Old Forester is, there's like two or three distillers that I absolutely love. And I think we like everything they do that we talk about here on the show. Old Forester is one of them. So I'd love to have a chance to go see them there. And if not, like if that doesn't work out, there's apparently some pretty good eats downtown right around there as well. We can kind of reconvene. I think the Muhammad Ali Center. No, wait, is that a museum? No, it's just
yeah. A center.
I was trying to see where else we can go nearby. But I would like to try to get into Old Forester. And then there's a couple restaurants nearby as well that have expansive whiskey list. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Old Forester pick. I think that's that was going to be my suggestion as well. I think that is the move. Like, I think that's what we do. In fact, it also opens at 10. Should we just skip Michter's and try to be Michter's right at Friday morning and just go straight to Old Forester?
I don't hate that.
Is there anything we can get at Old Forester? Like, what would be the benefit of not checking out the Michter's? Like, what would getting out Old Forester early accomplish? Nothing.
It's kind of on the way. So, yeah, we should run by Michter's and see it. Take 10 minutes, and then we'll get to Old Forester. Sometimes they do that Old Forester 117, right? That 117.
That'd be good.
There is stuff that happens. But, again, I want to go there one way or the other. I'm really not going on this trip like trying to hunt like crazy or trying to find bottle. If we find something cool, we'll bring it home. But I really just want to go and enjoy the experience. And so, yeah, I think we run by Michter's. If we can't get that bottle, we go to Old Forester, hit Michter's on Friday morning. If we do get it at Michter's, I still think with them being so close and we don't have a tour set up, I still think we could do both before we go to
to Peerless.
Peerless. Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're going to say we get there at 11 and we're there from 11 to noon. How much longer do you need to be at a distillery that you don't have a tour at? Right. Like, you know, like
most distilleries are going to have bars. So we can post up at pretty much any of the bars at the distilleries. So just a point of reference.
Hey guys, I got a DM as this is ongoing. Someone has a potential hookup to get us a tour at Michter's.
Oh, hello.
So we're on
the go. I love it.
I'm working on it.
I've looked like pretty much for Michter's
every day for
any
of
the tours, and they're all gone. Like Founders, all that, everything. I mean, and then Michter's like the $100 tour is freaking solid. They give you a taste of like the 20 or the 25 year. What a great value.
So
I'm officially out of what we're reviewing tonight, just as a point of reference.
You're already out of it? Go get your other Peerless at some point.
I will.
How'd you finish it? Oh, boy. That's
a good, guys, this is a planning night. It takes a whole lot of brain power. You know, might as well just drink a little bit. Jeez. Also, circling back to the Peerless Double Oak release, that's going to be released at 10 a.m. the 18th, which is Saturday. The first 250 bottles will be signed and labeled. So if that's something you're interested in.
But it's just as look, Sean's waiting on word for Michter's. Does that mean that? But that Peerless Double Oaked, it's just a regular double oaked.
It's just their release for like this year.
Okay, so that'd
still be cool to say.
It'd be so cool to have it signed or whatever. But it's not like end all be all kind of thing.
Yeah, no, because they'll get it down here. You know, so Tom's Patrick Chen, I appreciate Patrick. I don't know if I've seen you a ton on here. I appreciate you for tuning in. Let me go to some of your stuff. Saying to go to Willett. Willett's okay. So let me throw a curveball in here and see if you guys have any interest in doing it. Tommy's been telling us to go to Willett as well.
Yes.
Would you guys any
Willett chew?
Oh my goodness. Willett is a long way, right?
Yeah.
That's down there in Bardstown, right?
Right.
Would you guys have any interest in on Friday morning, Patrick, first time viewer, my man, appreciate you. Would you guys have any interest in getting up early on Friday morning? I know that's the day of the game, but doing Bardstown down there that morning and then coming back that afternoon, you know, if we spent from 10 a.m. until about 2:30 p.m., we'll spend 4 hours down there. Mm-hmm. We'll come back at 2:30, get back to town at 4. That would even allow us a hour and a half delay to get back to town. Would you guys have interest in going down to that Bardstown area and doing maybe Willett and Beam or things like that, Heaven Hill, whatever?
I am not opposed to that. I think that's pretty solid. We give up, though. We give up Michter's at open if we go out there that early. And then we're relying on Michter's to be open to be able to get in on Saturday.
Okay. So, and Saturday, Brendan, you have some stuff going on Saturday, but are you available like right at 10 a.m. Saturday? Like, could you go to Michter's right at 10 a.m. and then do your other stuff?
Yes. Okay. I just need to be free for lunch. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm okay.
Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. I have to work on Saturday morning after the game. I was thinking Saturday was before the game. You guys may have to do that one on your own.
This is Friday.
Now he's got to write like after the
game. Like I had to write like the morning. Like I'll be writing until 2 a.m. and then get up like at 6 a.m. and write some more. Is kind of how that
sounds
works.
Like a regular college day. I mean, I'm just saying you might as well just power through, dude. Power through.
What if we just drive and you just work off our hotspot? You just run in with us and run back
out. Why don't you just stay at home and me and TJ will go and rage?
Oh gosh, that's not very kind. So I think we try to get. We try to get Michter's done. As soon as we get up there, we try to get Michter's done. In a perfect world, we get Michter's. Maybe we go to a horse, or maybe we don't. Friday morning, we can tentatively plan on getting up early, get up, leave the Airbnb at 8:30, get down to Bardstown at like 10, hang out for 4 hours, come back to Louisville for the game and all that stuff. Then Saturday, we can just kind of figure that out. Like Brendan's got to work a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll have stuff we can do. Brendan, you're kind of done and after lunch. Are you?
Yeah,
kind of,
that might be like a good, like if people have suggestions for like restaurants and bars in downtown Louisville, that might be like a good like exploration day or even like a bourbon hunting day potentially.
Yeah.
For us,
Saturday afternoon.
And
I feel like we're going to be timed out of distilleries as it gets later in the evening. It'd be hard to go out to Bardstown after lunch on Saturday.
So Baker, I love how the game's an afterthought. The game's
What's
literally
the game?
Lowered. Yeah, it's just a game, man.
What game?
It's just Ben sitting up in the stands by himself while Brendan and I are in the AC.
Dude, no joke. Been there, done that. What a nightmare.
You had a good shout out, Johnny. You had a good time with Johnny. So here's what I will ask.
Will it?
Ask? We're get out of here. We're gonna do our Peerless tour at 1:30. Probably done at 3. I think at that point we're gonna go back to the Airbnb check in. Right, drop our stuff off at 5 p.m. when we get back into Louisville, like back into town. We're staying about 10 minutes outside the city. When we get back into town, again, great time for restaurants, bars. I'm sure we'll do both of those, right? We'll want to eat something. We'll want to get something, hit a bar or two after dinner. That would be a great time for suggestions if you guys have something here on the show. You know, here I'll list off some of Sean's. He had Jeff Ruby's, obviously the steakhouse there, Doc Crow's barbecue spot, Holy Grail. It's an old church converted into a tap room. Great craft beers, awesome bar food, poutine. Yeah. Proof on Main, amazing food, great bar. There's a rooftop bar he suggested, River House. Obviously, I want to hit all these places, and so this is going to be tough. But he's got bars. He's got different food things. We need to find a place for dinner that night.
We need to try to hang out with Sean, too. Like, I feel like an actual – we've never drank with Sean before.
Oh, that's true. Sean should buy our drinks on Friday night.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Yeah. This hangover brought to you by Sean.
I don't get it.
I threw it up on the screen. Thank you, Sean. What a guy. Oh boy, look at this. Friday Night Rights.
Eddie, come on.
Okay. So, land. I think we've got Thursday. Oh, Sean's not going.
Oh, I thought he was. He was talking about the.
Oh, no. New Orleans is where he went. He never hit me up in New Orleans. Or if he did, I didn't have my phone. So it's fine.
He did. It was.
Yeah, he kept texting me the entire time.
He was texting me all day.
Yeah. All day. Where are you at?
You know where I want to really try to go to eat if we can? I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's a good pizza place. It's called Papa John's. I heard that's pretty clutch in Louisville.
Mm. I heard that in Louisville, they have a chain of the Sbarro's. You know, one of the best places in New York. If you ever watched.
Get me a New York slice. Yeah. You know what I would like? I wouldn't mind seeing is the pizza place that Dave Port and I got kicked out of. I think that'd be a pretty good one for one bite review. Maybe not.
I'd be down for that.
Dang. Just to say we've seen it. I'll stand right there. Be cool. Yeah, back on track.
I'm with it.
There's a bar called Hell and High Water.
Oh.
It's like a speakeasy. Sorry.
Easy for you to speak.
Speakeasy.
Good.
It's a speakeasy. But right now they have only reservations for a party of two. So who's gonna not make it?
I think we just pull like a
we didn't know.
Kind of like a Cousin Eddie.
My friend just came here.
Yeah, we just pull up a chair, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's Brendan's with us, man. No big deal.
It's like a high end cocktail lounge.
He's our driver.
Yeah, valet.
100%. I don't think Ben's feeling the Jeff Ruby's thing. I don't think we could get reservations anyway. Just so
I don't think we can either. I mean, like, listen, Christine's gonna have to owe me a steak pretty soon, anyways. Once Josh Burrell gets his 36th snap of the season. So we don't have to force steak. I'll be getting a free steak dinner fairly soon. That's good.
Dang. I do have a question. Somebody told me they think that Jackson will get a sack this week just since it's his old team. Any thoughts around that, Brendan?
Jarrett Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
How about
probably,
the no
probably have ample there, opportunity.
The Brown. Hello.
Yeah, so Friday at 8:30, yeah, there's nothing within 2.5 hours at Jeff Ruby's.
Okay, that's I'm not married to it. The sidebar is the place. That was the name of the restaurant. Sidebar. It is a beer.
Sidecar is a drink.
There used to be a place in Tallahassee called Sidecar that was a bar, and they serve a sidecar drink there. It was really good. They closed. So Sidebar is the name of it. It have burgers, bourbon, beer, right by the river, right by the Old Forester Distillery, walking distance. That might be a lunch spot, depending on what materializes on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. Jason says they're doing dinner at the Brown on Saturday. That wasn't on my suggestions, the Brown. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Jason? I know, Jason, you shot me a text, but I can't monitor all these things at once, so shoot it
it's
in
a hotel.
Here.
Yeah.
We do need to try to eat a hot brown while we're there.
What is this? Tell the people what a hot brown is.
The name is unsettling, but it's a Louisville delicacy. It's basically a piece of toast with like a hollandaise kind of sauce, a bunch of cheese, and bacon on it. And that
sounds
like,
amazing. Yeah, sounds amazing after bourbon or rye, whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, good sober up type of meal. So that's kind of like a Louisville staple. I'm not sure why or how, but a hot brown would be a quintessential, if you will.
Quintessential, yeah. I wonder how many doll hairs that costs. Eight Up is a place that Sean sent me. Eight Up is a rooftop bar with fire pits, a little upscale. I don't know if I can do upscale with you guys.
Ooh, let's do it, baby.
Silver Dollar is another one that I kind of stuck out to me. It's an old fire station turned into a restaurant.
I had someone on Twitter recommend that as well. I asked people for suggestions. David Lane suggested it. Silver Dollar on Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah, I want to do I want to hit up as many happy hours as possible. I live for happy hours. So,
dude, Ben is the cheapest dude I've ever met in my life. You forgot that Brendan's putting this entire thing on CBS's card.
Thank you, 24/7. We appreciate it.
There's some lunch suggestions. I think that if we miss on, we're going to have to eat something when we land, right? So I think if we miss on
Papa John's,
Michter's,
KFC,
and we go to Old Forester, KFC, get out of here. I think we can find something good for Royal's chicken. Sounds good. I already ate chicken fingers with Brendan one leg of this. Road trip, so some more fried chicken. But
that was desperation.
Doc Crow's is a barbecue spot. I'd love some Kentucky barbecue. Like that sounds amazing. Barbecue at some point on this trip, I feel like needs to happen. Bourbon, barbecue, beer, burger, like triple B me.
Quadruple Brendan. B, I guess. Brendan.
Ben.
BBB.
A sex tuple.
I don't want any of that.
I'm going to lay the last
keep
out
all those tuples.
Okay. Saturday, when do you kind of free up, Brendan?
Let's say like noonish conservatively. Could be a little bit earlier. Could be a little bit later.
But you got lunch, right?
Yeah, but it depends if I get like an 11 o'clock lunch. And I haven't made like steadfast plans with Ben yet, but we just know we're doing lunch. So around then.
You guys are going
with me?
Not Ben Cock. Ben Jones. Different.
Oh,
ben.
I was like, I guess we have plans, whatever.
I was like, hey, Ben, you want to ditch
this? Yeah,
you
telling me about that? Or
TJ's probably going to be over on Saturday, so yeah, we'll just go to lunch without him. So Ben and I will do some stuff that morning. Maybe we'll go hunting a little bit. If we find some stuff, we'll bring it back for you. I think Brendan had a good idea. If we're out hunting, we should do kind of a rotational thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because you see it first on the shelf, if Ben walks in and there's an Old Forester barrel strength rye, like, we're giving that to him.
So I don't think
we're going to find anything great out there.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think if you see it first, I think you should get dibs. I think it's more like if we all go to the counter and someone's like, oh, I got this great thing behind us, then we talk it over. I think if Ben walks in and sees a Michter's barrel strength rye first, he gets I think that's fair.
That thing.
Yeah,
TJ said he sees like five in a row. I think he should spread some on.
Okay, well then yeah, don't be a dick, Ben.
Don't be a cock, is what you should say.
Damn it, that would have been better. Yeah.
How'd you screw that up?
I don't know. Yeah,
no promises.
Long day.
I think the Mixers Tour is a go. Brendan, DM me your contact info for them to set it up.
Yes!
Patrick, okay, let's go. Yeah, so we'll rearrange the schedule.
Patrick gave us a lead here. I'm sending him a number now. Ooh. For the head.
Just put your number on the comments here. Here, what's your number? I'll just say it. What is it? 407? I'll just put it on here.
Don't ever do this.
I did not want to change that number.
Oh, yeah. Sean mentioned it's Kentucky Bourbon Fest. So there will be a lot going on. It'll be a crazy weekend.
I feel like I'm going to CC TJ on this because he's better at schmoozing than I am. So I'll have TJ end up taking over. I'll be the name who gets us through the door, but then TJ takes us home. Ben, yeah, you just sit there and look pretty.
So Kentucky Bourbon Fest also going on with the game in town. And this is the second city we've gone to, Brendan, where there's another festival going on at the same time as this massive descending on the town. This one might be a little calmer, but we'll see. It's bourbon, you know?
I don't know. I don't know.
I want to know what...
the lineup is amazing.
For Kentucky Bourbon Fest?
Yeah, they got Jack White, Pearl Jam, Alanis Morissette, I guess.
Yeah, walk me through like what would be the big pull for me to go there. Because I've looked at it, and I'm like,
Chappelle.
I've been to Bourbon Festivals gonna be
there
before.
Dave Chappelle's going to be there?
No, that's a joke.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right. Wow. You fell for that. I was like, come on, dude.
I mean, Pearl Jam and Jack White don't do it for you?
No.
The Always Sunny podcast is going to be there. I love that. Oh, my
God.
Who's
Jack White?
There's a retail store right around the corner from Old Forester that literally has everything, but it's all secondary prices. Yeah.
Oh, don't tempt me. Jeez, I can find out 1,000 of those.
CBS's card. CBS's card.
Oh, hello, CBS. CB?
Sorry, I got stuck on this. Dave Chappelle is going to be there.
Oh, is he really? I was just making a joke.
No, I'm just messing with you. It wasn't a funny joke, so I thought I'd counter it with a not funny joke as well.
Oh, very good.
Tickets for admission are sold out.
You did a great job.
I think can't make it anyway.
Jason's going.
The Doody Brothers.
Okay. So what time is our tour?
Patrick's working on it for us. Thank you, Patrick.
Patrick,
seriously, thank you for even giving us a chance at it.
Yeah.
Patrick, saying there's a chance.
Patrick, anything in Ben's collection that you want, Ben, send him a picture of what all you got. Let's send him a bottle.
Okay.
Would you like a sample of my Sazerac rye?
Two Evan single barrel.
And a red wine barrel.
Would you like Ben to give you a handy? Because he does have a Thomas H. Handy.
Thomas H.
Handy. So... okay, that's good. There's still like 30 minutes playing on the trip.
Perfect. All right, we have clarity. We have a plan. Okay.
Patrick, you get us into a Founders Tour, $100 tour. I'll give you I'll give you a samp. A little sampy samp.
See, you can get a Founders Tour for $75.
The handy samp.
That's
handy samp.
So we're landing at 10. Sounds like we're going to Michter's. Maybe. If we're doing a tour another time, we may not. But Michter's, Old Forester, then to Peerless, check into the hotel, come back out, go to some dinner, find some bars on Friday night.
If we go home Saturday, at 3, we're missing the happy hour times. You guys are just completely missing the happy hour.
I don't know if they do like half. I don't know if you can go get a pour of whiskey for like half.
Ben, before I get obliterated, I don't think I want to drive to downtown. I think we need to Uber in.
Yeah.
I want to be able to enjoy myself.
And I think we take the stuff back at 3 and we get back to Louisville by like 4.
You know, okay. We'll need to take a shower. I need to take a big old poop after traveling all day. Yeah,
I'm not Dane Draper, bro. This is not the conversation that you want to have with me. So, we should do a live. This is good. Peerless. All the way.
People would love that.
Come back in, do some stuff Friday night in Louisville, dinner, find some bars, stumble our way home, get up early. Unless the Michter's tour is going to be
a thing, then we got to be there early. On Friday. Be there ready to rage.
Head to Bardstown early on Friday morning. Come back. We're going to tailgate a little bit. If you're going to the game,
hit us up.
May just kind of drink some beers behind a truck or whatever. Like, I don't think we're going to go crazy or anything for a tailgate, but hang out a little bit. My buddy Josh is coming. Obviously, Brendan and Ben will be there as well.
I'm a huge FSU fan.
So. Go to the game. Hang out for the game. Have fun. And then Saturday, Brendan's got to work in the morning. Saturday, I think we go hunt a little bit. I think we find some good food. I don't know if there are going to be any distillery things there or not, but Ben, we can kind of figure that out on our own. Whatever you want to do Saturday morning, we'll figure it out. I'm also down for like relaxing just a little bit. So we'll see.
Let's play Thursday. Saturday a little bit more by ear, but I think we have the highlights. We want to revolve the trip around, and then we can kind of fill in the blanks afterwards.
I would like to watch some college football on Saturday, but I think it's going to be a big bar day anyway. And so I think
there's
that's pretty easy to do.
There's a part of town that's like east of like the downtown area. It's called like it's like the Nulu area, not like the distillery Nulu, but it's kind of like very hip, up and coming. And so I think it'd be cool to bar hop in that area.
I'm down. Just make sure they have college football on TVs.
I don't know about that.
Unless we lose on Friday night, because then I don't want to watch. I kind of go through that. I'm good on college football for the weekend. We'll see Jameis on Sunday.
Are we supposed to win?
Yeah,
I think so. Two point favorite currently.
Yeah. Have you done a prediction for on the bench yet or no?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick. Hasn't been released yet, but I'm gonna pick Louisville just as an emotional hedge. And I do have
spoilers. Oh my goodness! No way! You're the worst.
I picked LSU last weekend to win by like 3 points, and that worked out nicely for Florida State. So I'll do the same this week. And
I think I got like 31-20. I think I got like 31-21 FSU.
I got 31-28 Louisville.
Heartbreaker.
Supposedly Patrick's collection is incredible, according to Rudder Butter.
Shout out Patrick.
And Rudder Butter.
What a great name. What a great freaking name. Rudder
Butter. Patrick sent me a picture, and the zoomed up version of it is impressive. So I can only imagine what the full collection is.
Oh, Nulu. There we go. Let's go to that area. Nulu. Sorry, Jason Noe.
Yeah, Jason says Prohibition Craft Spirits, Nulu Bourbon is in that new area. Cool bar and awesome. There's a Mexican place next door. Mexican and bourbon. Do Mexican and bourbon mix like that?
Some refried beans soak up the booze. Hell yeah.
Oh, a couple of margaritas on top of that bourbon.
Media tacos.
Okay, you guys want to talk about this Peerless just a little bit, and then we'll get out of here.
Let's do a quick review.
I thought that was going to go way farther off the rails than it did. Just for the record,
it was a quick 30 minutes. That's what she said. Let's set up.
Has she ever like 30 minutes?
Whoa. A quick 30.
I don't know what you got going on over there, Italian blooded Stallone. Yeah. But
it's been a long day.
Peerless straight rye whiskey. Again, this is the only thing we have on calendar scheduled until Patrick works his magic. This is a store pick from here in Tampa. Corona Cigar, formerly Davidoff. They're in Tampa, right across the street from the airport. Tommy does a great job with his picks. Man, I just got this. Ben, how long ago did we get this? Maybe like a month ago, 2 months ago? And it's
mine's almost gone too.
Yeah, almost half gone. This is phenomenal. If he's got any left, again, mine is the May 19, 2017 pick. This is one of the best Peerless I've ever had. In fact, I had another pick, won't say what store, that I put them next to each other, and this is like five times better. So I'm not being a homer for Tommy. I love Tommy. Love what he does.
Where are you seeing the date at?
Mine has right under the Corona cigar there. It has like a barrel date.
Oh.
You'll see that on mine?
Dang, I don't have that on mine. I have this is Corona Cigar, Tempe Whiskey Society, and Tempe Bourbon Boys picked.
Oh, that's an older one. That's like a
year ago. When they do like all three logos on it, they run out of space to be able to put other stuff.
So this is a different pick. Still a little bit different.
Yeah. Love Tommy's Peerless
Picks. From what I remember, I think this is better.
I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah, I like what you guys Ben's got on the nose real quick. Ben's not drinking what we're reviewing, correct?
He was to start the show.
I did drink it. Okay. I did drink it.
So the nose, Ben, you're the worst. The nose, I think, is excellent. It's not super rye forward. Like, it doesn't hit you with like all the herbaliness of the rye, but it does have like a lot of spice, pepper. But I like the sweetness on it. I get dark chocolate. I get vanilla, caramel. Like, this is a lot of bourbon vibes, but then like it has that weird like 10 to 20% twist of the rye spice, the pepperiness.
I get a ton of fruit on mine. Like, mine is super like fruit forward, like fruit by the foot.
Raspberry?
Could be. Like, oh, remember the fruit by the foot? Like the fruit leather that was like bright blue? It's
like that. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like tie-dye, blue and green.
Fruit roll-up also. Remember that one?
Mm.
That too? Yeah.
Like, mine's like very fruity. But also, like, that rye. So remember we talk about sometimes the rye is like so refreshing and so like almost citrusy and stuff. This is like that dark, sweet vanilla rye that comes through on this. Like, it is, this is right. The peppermint from that old pepper plus
old pepper.
This is like vanilla, like almost like, okay, here we go.
Vanilla bean
in a glass. It's really good, man.
I think that's just called a milkshake.
I feel like my Peerless is better than your Peerless.
This is, I don't know what Ben is really knows.
My tummy pick is better than your tummy pick.
This is super dessert forward to me. Very bakish, like a lot of bakery type of elements with the vanilla, with the dark chocolate, cinnamon on it as well. Yes, this is very dessert pastry forward on the nose to me. It's a great nose. Ben, you can't shake your head. You're not reviewing the same thing as us. Your opinion.
I wasn't shaking my head at you. I was just thinking at how great my Peerless bottle is. I'm just so excited about drinking it because it's so good. Don't say I'm shaking my head at you. I don't care about you. I'm just ignoring what you're saying and being excited about my bottle.
I will drop you off at the Papa John's and never pick you up again.
Sounds great. Me and Peyton Manning will be hanging out.
You and Papa John's. Okay, so
doesn't Peyton Manning own some Papa John's? Am I wrong about that?
I think Peyton probably separated himself from that one a little bit.
Dang it. I was so close to making a football joke.
All right, so the taste for this to be, one, it's really good, which I know is a great description, but it's very good.
What a good adjective.
It is good. Super hot and aggressive, though, so it takes a little bit of getting used to for me. It is on the aggressive. He's a
drinker, too. Yeah, I agree with that.
It hits you hot. Like, I hated the first sip, and now I've kind of gotten acclimated. I'm getting, like, the nice buttery, biscuity, with spice, too. Same? Yeah. Ben, again,
first
you're
sip I had to take a sip of water.
If you just had, if you would just be on your third drink, then you'd be like, "This is the best thing in the world."
That's true. That's true.
What's your problem here, man? Jeez.
I am getting a lot of the fruitiness now, though, on the flavor profile. Nose? It's very no, not on the nose. You know what? I think I'm done reviewing this one. I think I'm done here. Ben's ruined it for me. He's ruined whiskey.
Nah, this is great. I had the first Peerless. I had the second Peerless. They're all good. They're all good.
Let's just go through and rate this thing and get out of here. Okay. How's that? We don't have to talk about it more. We'll just give some numbers. Give some arbitrary numbers.
Numbers. Can I tell? And this is somehow going to make the big board, though. This is going to make the big board, and Ben's not even drinking the right one.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Here's what I wish, though. I would love a crossover pod where – do you know what name I'm going to say, Brendan?
No.
What I think would make this show – is for Charlie. One time, I wish that Trey Rowland would host this show.
We can ask him.
I don't know who that is.
I think that'd be amazing. I think he, like, as much crap as Ben gives us, I feel like Trey and him would just go right at it. It'd be amazing.
Who is Trey? Do I need to give Trey him much crap?
Trey is my nemesis.
Oh, okay.
No, Trey works with Brendan, does some like podcast stuff. He's like a really good host, man. Like he lives in the middle of like nowhere, Iowa, but he went to FSU. He's a great guy.
Trey's a big beer guy, so maybe we could do like a beer this peer list.
Oh, like a this peer list. When we okay, off record. Pause the live show. If you're watching a live show, ignore. Like put earplugs in. When we do that beer, that barrel age and stuff. We should send Trey one of those.
Have Trey do it. That's a good idea.
All right. That didn't happen. If you've never watched this before, you get two. It's a scale of 10. 2 points for the nose, 4 for the taste, 1 for the finish, 1 for how cohesive and complex it is, and then 2 for value. Comes out with a score of 10. You're not supposed to consider value throughout the rest of the score, but Ben always does. So our scores are always skewed. But 2 points for the nose. Brendan, start us off.
1.5. It's a delightful nose. Like it a lot. Very sweet, very savory, complex, very good. Someone else.
Anyway, okay, I'll go 1.75.
Oh, same thing for me. Yeah, 1.75. I think it's even
because they're great. Oh man, this nose is incredible.
Fantastic. You get the fruit rye, you get vanilla
fruit roll up.
Really good. Taste. You get 4 points here. Ben, you can start us off.
Taste. Okay. So.
We always go nose and taste.
Some people's palates are a more baby palate than some of us and can't handle, you know, things more than like, you know, 81 proof. Okay. And that's some people are Brendan, you know, whatever. I don't need my palate to get acclimated to the greatness of this bottle. And so I'm thinking in my head, this is like a 3.25 palate, 3.25 taste. So there you go. 325.
At no point during your incoherent rambling did you come up with anything that resembled a thought.
325. That was the number.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Brendan,
we are all dumber from listening.
We are all dumber.
Happy Gilmore. It's a great movie.
Thanks. Oh, man. You just went overboard with that joke.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah, just click that joke right off. Okay.
I need some water, that. Boy.
that for me.
That was the longest yard joke I've ever heard.
Oh. Brendan, what do you got for palette?
All right, let's be grown ups. Come on.
Paella.
All
right.
Wedding singer. So
I barely know her.
I'm not that far off from Ben's score. Even though he accused me of having a little baby palate, and even though we're drinking different whiskeys, it is very hot initially. Once you get acclimated to it, however, it's super rich. Oh, easy for me to say. Super rich and a Louisville. And very sweet, savory, got a little spiciness. So again, really hits on the complexity side. Very enjoyable. 3 for me. It's a 3. It's well above average.
Man, I really love this. And I struggled with not being too much of a homer, but I really wanted to give this a 3.5, but I honestly just felt like I was being too much of a homer if I did. Johnny, yes, it was Billy Madison.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate you coming in clutch.
I think he missed the other joke. So like he was just saying another movie.
Right. Okay. Sure.
All right.
The ellipses there make me think he's correcting. Yeah. And Johnny,
I don't know. Did you meet Johnny? Oh, you met Johnny. No, yeah,
good hustle.
Oh, yeah, he's
good, name good. Oh, is that Johnny?
Good hustle, Johnny.
Johnny, I'm going to another football game. I'm sitting in the stands by myself.
Look at this. This is all I want out of this channel. This is Patrick. I made it 5 minutes of watching this without pouring a bourbon on my own. It's too weird watching without also having.
When we
first started the show, if you go back, it's probably terrible audio quality. Like it's probably not any good.
Terrible.
If you go back and watch the very first episode, we mentioned that. We said we want people. Yes, it's Johnny. Here's Johnny. Different actor. We said that we wanted people to pour a glass and drink with us because bourbon is about the experiences and about the people you share it with. And so, Patrick, first episode, but thank you for indulging us.
Patrick, 3.25. It's also about tours and the tours that at Michter's provides.
The finish. I'm going to give this a 0.75 on the finish out of 1. I think it's above average. I don't know that it's elite. I can't give it the full one, but 0.75 maybe. Ben?
When I finish my tour at Michter's, hashtag Patrick, I think I'm going to be giving this the point. Ah, geez. Okay. 0.5. I really want to give it more, but I'm not.
You're not. Okay. Move it on. I am not confident in my
finished palate right now.
I will go with Ben, intoxicated Ben, with a 0.5 as well. It's just really spicy, and it's probably the least pleasant part of this. It fights you the most. It's not all that enjoyable to me. It's not bad. It's just it is really, really hot. My little baby palate can't handle it. 0.5.
Baby. We'll keep it with you, baby palate. What you got for cohesiveness and complexity? Out of one.
Come on, dude. A one. I think it hits. It's really cohesive. This might even get bonus points for complexity because I think it is very complex across the board. But despite Ben, I'm not going to give it a bonus. So just a one. Perfect one.
There's no bonus. That's ridiculous.
Ben, what you got?
0.75. I've never given like anything a one before. I can't start now.
You have given ones in this category.
Okay,
Wow, the first time ever.
This is on the
board. He gave Red Breast Cast Strength a one. So
that was elite.
I like that. That was a solid bottle.
Shout out Joe Decadence. He tried Red Breast Lestau, which is their like super sherry cast finish one, and it is just straight candy. It is one of the most dangerous whiskeys I've ever had in my entire life. But you guys don't drink Irish whiskey. Is it 80? It is lower proof. It's like 90.
How's that dangerous?
Because you'll drink it like it's a cup of soda because you just drink a ton of it.
It's 90 proof.
Alcohol poisoning.
This is good. Man, I like this Peerless pick. Jeez.
So, takes this into value. This is a store pick, so you couldn't get this exact pick, obviously. But you can. The store picks of Peerless are not super hard to find. Also, the small batch is pretty common. It's not super cheap. This rye is not a cheap one. It's $89.95, right? So, it's $90.
But so the score picks. TJ, what was your cohesiveness complexity score?
I had a one as well. I had a full one. So at $90, this is pricey. But this is, I mean, I have been crushing this. Got it like a month ago and have been killing this bottle of all my whiskeys. Like it's less than half full. I think Ben probably poured an entire Glencairn based on the way that he's doing this podcast. So maybe I haven't drank that much. But no, this bottle is absolutely to me. It is pricey, but it is a store pick. And when people ask us all the time, and we talked about this on the Kentucky Owl Confiscated Rapid Review, people ask us, what should I go spend $100 on that'll be good and worth it for $100? I don't think much at retail. Like you can go buy the Kentucky Owl Confiscated. You can go buy some of the Horse Soldier stuff. You can buy some of the Garrison Brothers stuff. And all that stuff's good. But I would take this at 90 over all that other stuff. And so I'm going to give this a 1.25 on value. I'm going to say it's an above average value. It is expensive, but you get what you pay for. 1.25 me.
So I think that puts TJ at a total score. I had to do the math on this one, which is a dangerous proposition. I've got the spreadsheet up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, did I do it correctly? Does that give you a score of 8?
Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah.
Wow. I did the math right. And that's a big boy score.
Thank you for that. Kentucky Owl, quick review was good. We have a good time with those. Just quick reviews, take 5-7 minutes and get out of there.
Yeah, not like this one.
Brandon, what you got for value?
Please tell me.
At a 6 going into value. So it's just $90.
90.
Mm-hmm. And that is hefty. You know what? I'll go with a one for value. Like it is an expensive bottle, but you are getting a really high quality, unique, complex juice in there. So I think you're getting what you pay for. I'll go with one, and that gives me a score of 7, which I think is very respectable.
Yeah. Ben, up to you. $90.
Yeah. What you got? So I'm not a huge fan of spending $90, in general.
Shocking.
That being said,
Mr. Happy Hour.
Yeah, happy hour drinker, if anything. A couple things to consider. One, you said that you like this store pick 6 times better than you like the other store pick that you had, right? And so you have to make sure that the profile of your store that is picking your bottles is like the one that you like. If you don't like those kind of profile, then you're like really out of luck with this one. That being also another consideration too, is this store pick, the pricing on this is pretty similar to the regular pick, mm-hmm. like the regular in-store product. Like you're small spending batch, the same
amount. Like $80. Yeah.
Right. And so for the extra like $5-$10, the chance you have of getting a stellar bottle is ramped up. So I think that's the probably the best $5-$10 you'll spend is just buying the store pick version of this Peerless Rye.
And a lot of all the places around here do mm-hmm. let you sample. Tommy lets you sample, Lucan's lets you sample, Gaspar's lets you sample, Whiskey Willie's lets you sample, Star, like you can sample at these places. And so
yes,
yeah, if you're spending $90, I would sample it before you do. Sorry, go keep going with your value, but I didn't want
to
point that
right.
out.
Right. And so I think all that to say, I think this is a very one value. This is a 1.25 if you have this store pick. Like Tommy just is a great picker just in general for like the masses. And so like it'd be a 1.25 if you live in Tampa. For everybody else, if you don't, it's like a one in my head.
So are you a one or a 1.25 because you live in Tampa?
Since this is Tommy's pick, it's 1.25. That's how it goes.
Sorry, if you live in Tampa, your ratings suck. So that takes our final scores. I'm at an 8. Brendan's a little bit of a hater tonight. It's probably because Ben was hurting his feelings, but that's fine. That's
true. Ben was kind of a cock. What was your value?
Brendan, Ben's was 1.25 as well.
For this particular bottle.
Brendan was a 7. Bottle, I both. Ben was at a 7.75. That's an average of 7.58. That's not bad.
Really good.
Yeah. That's really good. Again, I don't make a practice of buying $90 bottles either. But this is one, Peerless is one that I will always get. Like, it's just something that I love. I love Peerless. I loved the bourbon. Then I got introduced to the rye, and that was like, whew. It's like,
it's a really good chance to like take on your like store, you know, like it's going to be a good product regardless. And so like, is the store going to pick the right profile for you?
Let me ask you guys this, because you're both into Peerless. I've never bought a bottle of Peerless. I've only gotten samples from you, and I've liked every single sample. Have you guys mm-hmm. ever had a well, let me ask you this way. Have you ever purchased a bottle of Peerless that you weren't happy with?
Yes.
When I was just talking the other day about the one that I put next to this one, I don't think I was unhappy with it until I tried it up against this one. I think I was. It was really, really great. Or I think it was good. Like, I was enjoying it. I liked the bottle. And then I tried this one next to it, and I couldn't drink the other one anymore. It was that stark of a difference. So I guess that's kind of cheating, because it was good until I, you know, it's like, you know, if you cheered for the Knolls for 5 years and then all of a sudden you moved to Tuscaloosa, you know, I was happy with the Knolls, but now I'm a freaking winner. So this is the Alabama of Peerless bottles. And so that's the, anyway, yeah. But no, I don't think I've ever bought a bad one that I thought was like bad. I think they've all been really, really good that I've had. I like the product that Peerless puts out.
Mm-hmm.
But the only one that was a little bit disappointing was the one that I tried just before this one. And it happened. So that's like one out of like 8 bottles that I've had. So, you know, they're hitting on a 80%, or, you know.
Yeah, I think I have 4 Peerless bottles in my house right now. Yeah. Just as a point of reference.
So that's
like the most of the distilleries that I have is like, I have 4 of these.
For Ben, that's a pretty,
that's a lot.
Pretty big deal. Yeah. Cause Ben doesn't keep a ton of bottles on hand. He's pretty frugal with the amount of space he allocates towards it. Unlike me, who has bourbon pouring out over my head right now.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Hey, this was a fun review. Our total came to 7.58.
That's a buy.
You're repeating. That's a buy. Again, taste them. If your local store will let you taste the Peerless before you can get it, it's a big commitment. $90 is a huge commitment. But if you can taste it, you can try it there in the store, see if you like it, roll with that.
Not for the faint of heart. You got to be a bourbon rye drinker to enjoy this bottle, right? Like, this isn't a newcomer, even mid-level. Like, this is, you got to be a fan.
This is not a beginner. Proof is high. We didn't talk about this, but the proof is...
Yeah, proof and purchase are going to be, you know,
111. High, so 111.4 on mine.
Drink's so, hotter than that.
Patrick asked, "Is Market Square Liquor still doing legit store picks? In my Tallahassee days, they had some insane picks, and they're still legends in the super small elitist kind of secondary groups because of their Willett single barrel picks from the early 2010s. I try to run by MSL every time I'm in town. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Like, I had my daughter with me last time I was in Tallahassee, so I just skipped right on through and passed it up and got on the interstate and left for out of town. Brendan, you go by there somewhat. Tell us about Market Square Liquors there.
Yeah, they do a really good job with their store picks. You're not getting Willett store picks anymore. That's become pretty sparse. But in general, they do a really good job with their store picks, and just their beer selection is really good. Everything they do is very solid. But no, you're not finding those like super unique store picks unless you know someone pretty well at the store, I think, at this point, which is bourbon in general today.
Yeah, I try to go by there for my beer pickups when I'm in Tallahassee. I either go to Proof or I go to one of the, I go Proof or Ology, or if I'm on the outside of town, I try to go to Market Square and support them.
And Market Square has a bunch of local products at their store too, which I will say, like, but they have Ology, they have all the local beer places like Proof and Deep. So yeah, Market Square Liquors does a really good job with that.
I will say though that when we go up to Corona down in Tampa here locally, we usually try to bring a bottle of something just for like Tommy to taste, and it's hard to like give somebody that has like a bar
things that he
doesn't have, right? Like, how do you do that? But we brought in a bottle of it was Four Roses barrel strength,
or the Bobby Bowden pick from last year.
No,
Bobby,
we didn't bring that. We brought some bottle to Tommy from Market Square, and like, he picked up and was like, oh, these guys, they do great stuff. Yeah. Tommy even knew the guys up at MSL. So they definitely have a good following and have a good kind of like standing in the bourbon community. So, just a pretty solid store chain.
It was very cool. Like Ben said, what do you buy the guy that has all of the bourbon you could ever want? We brought him some stuff from Market Square Liquors, and he was thrilled with it. So the answer is take them stuff from MSL. That's what you buy the person that has all the liquor they could ever want. But it was cool because Tommy has given us, you know, he'll say, oh, I just got this in, try this. Or, you know, there's some stuff he's like, oh, I can't even tell anybody you tried this or try this or try. Tommy takes care of us and we really appreciate him. But like, when we want to try and give back to him, it's very difficult because,
like, how do we do that?
We'll never be able to give back. So we try to bring in store picks from other things. We brought him a couple store picks from Market Square, and he has loved them. So shout out Tommy. Shout out the boys over at Corona Cigar there in Tampa. They do a great job. Hey, the chat was popping tonight, man. Sean, Jason, Patrick, ECB04 Knowles. That's a tough name to say. Johnny, Rudder Butter. You have a great name. Everybody really that contributed, even Eddie, Baker, Bruzel, all of you guys. Appreciate it a ton. Hey, if you watch this, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, share it to your social medias. That helps us a ton. We really just, you know, when we started this, we said like, hey, if it never grows, never does anything, we're still just three buddies sitting around drinking bourbon, and that's good enough for us. But it'd be cool if it grew too. So do us a favor and share it. Do us a favor and subscribe. Tell your buddies, tag them in here. It's cool when you start to see the comments kind of going nuts, and we can interact with you guys during the shows. We like drinking with you. We like hanging out. Brendan, Ben, you guys got anything else before we get out of here?
Let's roll. Roll FSU.
That's not. thank you to everyone for participating. All the people on Twitter as well gave recommendations for places in Louisville. Stuart came up clutch with like 30 suggestions. So thank
Stuart,
you, everyone.
My man. Stuart Owen. Good stuff. We forgot to do pursuits and purchases. Ben and I both got a bottle of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof from Tommy. Appreciate you, Tommy. Love you. We'll be back. We'll do some live. We'll do some stuff from Louisville. Enjoy it. Go Noles.
Live. We'll do it live. His name is Brendan.
My pursuit and purchase. No one cares.
No one cares about it. Especially not Kristen Josh.
Catch.
We're still live. Shut your mouth, Ben.
I barely know her.
I'm not. I'm.